As a brutal civil war and catastrophic humanitarian crisis continue to unfold in Sudan, tens of thousands of Sudanese Australians have been left feeling helpless as they struggle to connect with family and friends caught in the war zone. The war has displaced more than 14 million people and killed more than 40,000. That's according to UN figures. But aid groups say the true number could be significantly higher as famine and disease spread. Benny Boll is the founder and CEO and managing director of the Athalai Foundation and managing director of the Village Support Limited. He's also a president, a former president of the Queensland African Communities Council. Benny, what are you hearing from members of the Sudanese community about the impact of this war and the difficulty of getting in contact with family members, especially in the Darfur region?
Sally, the situation that you've just described in Sudan is the world's largest humanitarian crisis at the moment. And what we are seeing on social media, it's just a glimpse of the selection of a few cases. And the community here in Australia is absolutely traumatized and they cannot sleep. So the impact of that crisis on local families that have lost loved ones and they cannot also reach their family members is just something you cannot describe. So people feel so powerless and hopeless and they don't know what to do. And they're calling for the Australian government to step up and join like-minded countries around the world, because this is a test of the essence of the moral standard of who we are as human being, and a test for the moral standard of the people who are in the position of leadership around the world that could do a difference.
Is there any ability still for people to send money through to relatives in Sudan, especially Darfur at the moment, or have all of those systems kind of broken down?
All those systems are broken down, especially inside the town of Al-Fasha in the North Darfur and other towns like Bara in North Kordofan. So I think there is a possibility to use humanitarian organizations that are operating on the ground, and the family members that have managed to escape to neighboring towns and refugee camps can be assisted through the other towns where there's still like basic services available to the local communities.
And what's the situation, Benny, for members of the Sudanese community who may have been in Australia on temporary visas to visit family or to study? What's the situation for them, and is any assistance being opened for them?
Well, there's still like uncertainty and anxiety. Like this, the thing is, it's more about those individuals and also what's happening to their relatives and family members back home. So you think about yourself with uncertainty, not knowing how long you're going to be here and when you might be asked to leave, which is the reason we also calling for the Australian government to potentially provide extra humanitarian places in terms of refugee intakes, and also giving permanent visas to those that are already here studying, or people who are here on visitors' visas, and also allow the family members, the Australian Sudanese that are here, to also sponsor their family members to join them if possible.
Have you had much government response to those calls as yet, Benny?
The government's been doing a good job. We are just asking for more. So the Australian government has made significant contribution in terms of humanitarian aid package. But that's not enough. If you see what's happening on the ground right now, Sally, you are witnessing people that are glorifying the killings, the deaths, the mass killings of civilian children, women and elderly, including people who are in the hospital, and celebrating the killing and broadcasting that on social media. This is not normal human act. And people like that cannot pay attention to mere statement of condemnation. There need to be a better powerful possible threat of intervention to make sure that people that are involved in committing war crimes and crimes against humanity are brought to justice. So they need to see some serious international coordination.
Benny Boll is the founder and CEO of the Athai Foundation, a managing director of Village Support Limited, former president of the Queensland African Communities Council.